And so for today, as you settle your body and just allow for that just right, comfortable way to place your body, and tell yourself it's time to clear your mind, to comfort yourself, for this is your time and space and place to do that. And that today's journey is going to be helping you to lower any discomfort of any kind, whether it's stress or bodily discomfort, mind stress, body stress, that we're going to help you to lower it and allow you to feel more comfortable, peaceful, and aligned to the positive. So with eyes closed, let's take those three big deep breaths now, slowly and deeply. Three big deep breaths slowly and deeply as you begin to release and let go. And today, just bringing your attention to your feet right there in the toes. Let's imagine, get a sense of being able to, once those three big deep breaths are transitioning into your normal, natural rhythm of breathing, that with your attention at your feet, you can draw through with every breath a comfort and a calm from your toes to your heels, ankles, calves, knees, and thighs. Each and every breath that you take in, you're releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And as you become aware of more comfort, a deeper inner calm begins to form, and it strengthens with every breath. And this comforting continues flowing now up through hips and abs, solar plexus, the entire midsection, releasing and letting go, each breath drifting deeper. Up through the chest in a warm and nurturing kind of way, all around and all through, into every nook and cranny, allowing yourself more comfort, more calm with every breath. Right into shoulders, releasing. Muscles in front and back on top, just simply unwinding, untangling, releasing and letting go. Each breath drifting deeper. And the deeper, the more comfortable. And the more comfortable, the deeper. And the sense of this comfort, this calm, continues now down through the upper arms, the lower arms, the hands, the fingers. Release as you comfort even more. Across the upper back, as you turn attention there, this comfortable, calm sensation continues flowing across, down your spine, strengthening that spine of yours. For you are walking your valiant path. Middle back releases and deeper and lower. Lower back releasing now. Each breath deeper into comfort, as all the muscles, tissues, fibers soothe and smooth, smoothing out any rough edges. And from lower back, Let's send this comforting all the way down the backside of your body to your feet again. And then next, place your attention at the base of your neck and allow this comforting to flow up from the back of your head, then all around your crown, a kind of nurturing sensation flowing down over your forehead, your eyes, your nose, your mouth, your jaw muscles, facial muscles releasing. And now let's take one more nice, big, deep, cleansing breath in and release as you become twice as comfortable as you already are. Now for a moment, just send appreciation out to your whole body mind. Appreciate your oldest, dearest friend, your body, and the mind that communicates with it. And then let your sense of focus just travel right down to your solar plexus. Because right there in the center of you, at solar plexus level, is the body-mind communication center. And begin to imagine a very tiny, very strong, very bright light. And as you focus on the bright light right in the center of your body, it seems to ignite it and it becomes crystal-like, like a little crystal that begins to grow and get stronger and brighter and fuller and bigger. And this is the light of your body-mind communication center. And we're focusing on it to let it grow and evolve and bring you more comfort. Because your mind, body, your body, mind is communicating with itself through the light that expresses itself as the body-mind communication. And this light, as it grows, it starts filling up into your whole being, from solar plexus up through the chest, in through the shoulders, in through the neck and head area, and down through the arms, hands, and fingers, lighting up your whole being, shining its light into every muscle, tissue, fiber, organ, bone in your body, right down to your cellular layer. And it's shining light all around and all through, bringing you a peacefulness, lowering any discomfort, transforming it into comfort. And from the center, again, this light extends itself brighter and bigger and fuller from solar plexus down through the center into abs, around the hips, and down through the thighs, in through the knees, into your calves, into the ankles, the heels, out through the feet, and out through the toes. And again, the light brightens and strengthens and flows into every muscle, tissue, fiber, organ, bone in your body, right down to the cellular layer of you, transforming any discomfort into comfort. For the mind is communicating with the body. It's reminding the body that the body knows how to bring comfort to it. How to bring comfort. And through this light, from the Body Mind Communication Center. It's filling now the whole being. Your whole physical body is lit up from within in a positive way, shining its light all around and all through. And now it begins to move. As it continues to light up the body, it moves into the mind space from the skin outwards into that area at least 6 inches or more all around your body. Now as well being lit up from the light, the crystal-like light of the Body-Mind Communication Center. And as the mind receives the light, you are lit up all around like you're in neon, the outline of your body filled with light in that space from your skin outwards. And the light is cleansing and clearing, for this mind space is open to receive the light for a cleansing and a clearing of stress, of any negatives of any kind, of any discomfort of the mind which could affect the body. The light is cleansing and clearing it all. And it is working for you positively, so that with this cleansing and clearing light, as the Body-Mind Communication Center is working for you positively, lowering any discomfort, bringing you comfort, it's doing its good work now, for which it's meant to do. And in this enlightenment, as we drift a little deeper, as the imagination doors opened even more, in this very comfortable, very peaceful state of being, it could also be a very good time to imagine the just right kind of happy cellular structure that seems to be wanted. Any or all of your senses are at play now, stronger, because with the light having shined into the very cellular structure of you, there are happy cells. Happy cells are good cells. And to imagine that all around and all through, there are happy cells. It's an excellent thing to do. Sometimes there might be something more to imagine when it comes to those cells of yours. And of course, this is entirely up to you. Perhaps to increase the good red blood cells, if so, how to be imagining that taking place. Let your imagination increase. Let the body-mind communication extend its light to assist and help, if that is your desire. And then again, maybe sending out more fighter cells to do the good work that they are meant to do. And then the cleanup crew cells to follow. Let your imagination go forward and bring this about. Perhaps also to be imagining certain kinds of cells decreasing, being eliminated, because there is just not any one good thing about them. Just letting them go. And you see, by using that powerful imagination of yours, anything can happen as you allow for it. In your imagination, right now, make a determination to imagine happy cells throughout every nook and cranny of you, like happy cells could fill every inch, all around and all through. And you might ask yourself, well, how does this happen? Let your imagination create it. Happy cells all around and all through. And imagine it taking place right now. And when it's all going on, imagine next being at the top of your symbolic staircase, where you can actually get a sense of or see, feel a happy, strong, and healthy image of yourself, where your body-mind communication light is still strong, shining into your whole body, shining into your whole mind. Light from without, light to the within, and from the within to the without, lit up, and happy cells all around and all through. Every step reinforces a strong, healthy image, a comfortable image, an image where you're able with your mind to assist your body in lowering any discomfort. And imagine with every step down, you are becoming more and more comfortable with the left foot first at 20, going down 19, 18, 17, 16, 15, 14, 13, 12, 11, 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, and 0, drifting deeper now. All negatives have dissipated and disintegrated, and the feeling of being happy and strong and walking forward on the path, in the sense, sensing being in all kinds of situations along the way, in your life, in known and unknown places, with known and unknown people, alone and on your own, or in every single case, whatever it is, knowing about radiant health, happy cells all the way through, and with the knowledge of knowing that you can assist your comfort level with your mind, with your imagination, and just allowing yourself to drift even deeper now, where we can open the door of your imagination a little wider. Because after this attendance to such a strong and good thing to do, to lower your discomfort level and become more comfortable, allowing more happy cells and attending to your body-mind communication, now it's time to take a sojourn. You may have heard this, that some people say that making a visit to the Red Rock Desert is a good place to go. Clearing the mind can often bring more for the soul. Seekers often go to Red Rock Desert. It's been said there is a fire pit there, not too high up, on a ridge somewhere. Now that fire in the pit is always burning. It's ready to burn away any doubts, fears, bad habits, any stress, anything no longer needed or wanted. It's ready to burn it away. You see, wondrous tales have been told about others who have climbed up the gentle sloping curve of the Red Rocks to that ridge, letting go of what they no longer needed or wanted. That's where they tossed all the old into the fire pit. Now, if someone were to do this, they would have figured out a way to prepare for such a journey, for comfort and for security, they would allow. You see, it seems as though there is transformational power with that fire pit. Many have reported to receive ancient knowledge from taking this journey at twilight, in the stillness of this desert, sitting alongside the fire pit, noticing everything with their senses. What is seen, heard, touched, smelled, what is felt, for any or all of the senses, the awareness of sensory experience is very high. Letting go. Tossing it all in. Then quiet. Quiet relief. The quietness of your easy breath. As twilight turns to night, and the night sky becomes ablaze with stars. Secure to receive what more may come for your soul. and you are still. And in this stillness, with the quietness of your easy breath, from somewhere, somehow, some way, as you're alongside the fire of the fire pit, underneath these stars, a message comes to you directly from your soul's guide, from your soul's guide. A message comes through in just the right way for you. Open your heart to receive and allow the message, for your soul's guide wants you to know. And as you listen from your heart, you will hear in your mind the importance of this message as it comes to you. Positively expect the message to flow in, for you are in the stillness, the quietness of your easy breath, and you are open to receive the positive message from your soul's guide. And whether this message comes through right now or in a few moments from now, it will come, because when we expect it, it will come through for a reason that means just what it's supposed to mean for you. And whether it comes now or in a dream at night or in a few more moments, it will come. Perhaps even popping into your conscious outer awake life. It will come. Surprisingly, but yet, then again, not surprisingly, when you receive it and you can know its positive message is meant just for you. And as you're in this place under the stars and your soul's guide is communicating with you, you're already also knowing that in your place of being in this desert Red Rock Desert experience, that the meaning of this all is bringing a positive experience to your whole being, to your mind, to your body, to your spirit. That your body is receiving the goodness. That your mind is receiving the goodness. That your spirit is receiving the goodness because of this positive focusing that you've been doing today. Because of your willingness to take this journey today. And all of the images that have come along the way as part of your experience today, from the body-mind communication light to the cellular structure of you and the happy cells to the radiantly healthy image of you taking the sojourn today in the Red Rock Desert. All of these images, all of these images appreciate you and find you to be glorious in your mind, body, spirit, in the harmonious intention of your whole being, in your oneness. And so they appreciate you as you have already appreciated them. And so for now, whatever has come that positively affects you, let yourself be empowered by it. Let yourself receive it, digest it, assimilate it, and accept it. So that you truly can know that from this positive focusing, only positive results can occur. And that is how your mind, body, spirit responds positively. And so as the images fade for today, the strength of them stays with you as we reinforce the good, the positive, and the true at zero. And begin to come up and out now, bringing back that good, positive, and true feeling into your conscious outer awake life now at one with a deep cleansing breath in and release. Two, realizing where you've placed yourself, the room you're in. Three, a wonderful sense of well-being, feeling altogether peaceful and comfortable. Four, more alert and awake. And now five, eyes open, wide awake and alert. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Eyes open, wide awake, and alert.